When the Israelites were on their journey to the Promised Land, the Lord always dwelt with his people in their midst, and he meets them at the meeting tents. And in our very own life too, at Christian, my brothers and sisters, the Lord always stays with us in many different ways, but in a very special way, through the sacrament of the Eucharist. In the midst of our sojourn, our journey to our final destination, the heavenly homeland, the Lord is always with us. When we receive the Eucharist, when we receive his body, his blood, in all of his soul and divinity, we receive that very love that nourishes us deep from within. My brothers and sisters, what does this mean to have the Lord in our midst? What does this mean to allow the Lord to lead us, to guide us, and to be the center point of our life? Too often time we have make him into someone secondary. When we try our best, or when we turn to other things or other people before him. And then we only come to him when everything else fails. If that's the case, then is the Lord dwelling in our midst? Is he our first, our foremost, our everything? That's a hard question to ask. But we need to ask this each and every day, my brothers and sisters, that God need to go in front of us, to guide us, as well as to be the one that we draws our life, our energy, our hope, our joy, and the one who we yearn to pray to. So that when we come to prayer, when we come to worship, we seek him first and foremost. My brothers and sisters, contemplate the first reading as well as the gospel reading, so that we learn to keep his command, we learn to seek him, and we allow him to be God for us.